Nerds and geeks, hold on to your seats because it's about to go down.
Welcome to Nerdorama, the voice of the Nerd Nation. I'm Mo Kelly, he's Tawala Sharp, and together we bring you your daily dose of nerd news, analysis, and conversations with the best and brightest of the Nerdverse.
Inspired by the questions of her own childhood, author and artist Daria Peoples Riley has created a powerful and important book for Americans of all ages, an essential addition to every bookshelf and classroom. Her poetic text encourages readers to confront bias, prejudice, and discrimination and invites readers to reflect and respond with their own answers. America, My Love, America, My Heart is her latest book, out now, and it gets into the hearts and minds of children as they find their place in today's America. She joins me now on the line, Daria Peoples Riley. So nice to talk to you. Thank you for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Your first job was at 9 years old in the children's section of your hometown library in Paso Robles. Now, if that was your first job then, I'm sure you spent a lot of time in libraries prior to then. What drew you to this kingdom of the written word?
Oh, my goodness. A mother sent me there. So when I was about 8, 9 years old, you know, my mom was an English teacher, and she would get so frustrated at me about the fact that I didn't really like to read. And so her solution to the problem was, you're going to get a job, and I'm going to get you a job in the library. And I'm going to put you to work in something you know you say you don't want to do. And it was a wonderful experience. I found the picture book there, and I kind of wandered into libraries ever since then. I worked at a library in college at UC Santa Barbara, and I also worked in my library, my first job here in Las Vegas, Nevada, when I moved here to Las Vegas. So I've been definitely in libraries for a while now.
But not only that, you're a teacher, you're an author, you're an illustrator. If there's any thread which is woven through all of that, I would say a communicator. Talk to me about communicating complex ideas of identity and acceptance to kids and how they communicate back in return.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge to do that. I think that it takes a lot of different drafts, a lot of different ways of looking at how you can tell a story so that it can be captivating and impacting and inspiring and empowering and all the things that a story is supposed to be. And it's writing and rewriting, drawing and redrawing. There is no magic to it. It's just a continued commitment to tell the best story I can tell in the best way that I can tell it, to convey it in a way that reaches the heart of my readers.
Speaking of those hearts, America, My Love, America, My Heart. Who is it for specifically, and what do you hope for it to inspire?
If I'm being 100% honest, it was for me originally. I had to really reconcile the fact that as an adult, I was still dealing with a lot of trauma that I experienced growing up in a predominantly white area, being the only Black child in classrooms a lot of times, and even schools sometimes. And dealing with the trauma that I experienced, it came from a place of wanting to heal myself. And I hope that it does heal readers as they read the questions, as they move through the pages of knowing where safe places are, and also a reckoning at the end that says, I am you, you are me, and you are America because of me. And that gives me not only permission, but unapologetically the right to be all of who I am. And I don't have to leave any part of who I am at home or at my church or anywhere else, that when I step out into society, I can bring my whole self. And that's freedom. That is freedom. And it's freedom of not just physical freedom, but it's freedom of mind. And that's where dreams are born and imagination is born. And that's where I discover exactly who I am and what I can do in this world.
Your upbringing sounds very similar to mine, and I think I would share in those uncomfortable moments, those traumatic moments, those difficult moments of trying to define who you are and where you should reside in that place. And I set that up to say this: if I asked 100 different people, I probably get 100 different definitions of patriotism or love of country or what it means to be an American. Here's the question: couldn't I make the argument that there are in fact 1,000 different ways to love America, not just one?
Absolutely. But I think that the main way, or I would hope that the only way most people love America is to love its people. And we place so much emphasis on the symbols of patriotism and what is symbolic of freedom instead of who the symbols represent. The symbols represent we the people. And so our heart and our intention and our priority needs to be with the people.
I know that you are a proponent of libraries cycling out, or better yet, refreshing their shelves with more recent literary offerings to better reflect this America we're discussing and the times in which we live, or more broadly, the people which live in America. How might libraries go about doing that, shaking up their shelves?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I definitely think that they need to diversify their shelves to make sure that the narratives that they have on their shelves are from people who represent that experience. So many times, people of color are written about instead of the books that are chosen not being books that come from their own voices and their own authentic experiences. So making sure that the books on your shelves do come from those authentic experiences. And also making sure that you have several narratives. We don't live in a singular narrative. There are many experiences of people of color, and a lot of times we settle with one narrative when really there are several narratives, hundreds of narratives. And so having one or two books about one or two things is not enough. So definitely increasing your shelves. There's a wonderful opportunity to research. I know HarperCollins does Shake Up Your Shelves, where if you have an old book, an older classic book that is more mainstream that you like, they offer different suggestions for newer, more diverse voices that offer a similar book. And it takes a little bit of effort, but I definitely think libraries need to do an audit of what is on their shelves and how they can improve.
Before I let you go, I think it would be good that people be able to reach out with you, continue our conversation, and learn even more about you, Daria Peoples Riley. How can they find you on social media and beyond?
I'm available on my website, dariapeoples.com. There's a contact form there. Unfortunately, I'm not on social media, but that is to protect and guard my heart to be the best author and illustrator.
Good for you. Amen. I'm with you on that. I'm not mad at that at all. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just had to put my hands together for that.
Thank you for the support. I appreciate that. But I do have a contact, and I work with schools and libraries. If you'd like for me to come in and speak with your students and your teachers, I love those opportunities. California, of course, is close to my heart. So I look forward to people reaching out.
She is author and illustrator Daria Peoples Riley. She's back with America, My Love, America, My Heart. Ms. Peoples-Riley, I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I found some commonalities. If I had more time, I would tell you about it. Your upbringing and mine is some very similar in nature. So what I'm saying is you spoke to me, and I'm quite sure you spoke to a number of people. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Tosh, also known as Carnival Jedi on all platforms, and in honor of my favorite time of year, spooky season, I bring you the top 5 spooky supernatural heroes. Number 1, Hellboy. His mother was a witch, and his father was the Archduke of Hell. At birth, his right hand was chopped off and replaced with the right hand of Doom. It's a key to the end of the world. Hellboy has superhuman strength and agility, self-healing powers, and immunity to fire and lightning. After coming to Earth as a child, he was raised Catholic. Number 2, Scarlet Witch. Wanda Maximoff was actually born with her magical abilities and comes from a long line of witches and warlocks. At birth, a demonic god infuses her with some of his power, with the hopes that she will become a vessel for him later. She is extremely powerful. However, it is unknown but speculated that Wanda may be a mutant. Wanda can manipulate time, energy, and reality through chaos magic. She can teleport, control elements, and fly. Number 3, Dead Man. When circus trapeze artist Boston Brand was murdered, he became a ghost that fights for justice. He can possess any sentient being in his ghost form, and in his ghost form, he is invisible and intangible. Although he's technically a superhero, he did at one point try to possess Superman so he could use his powers, and Batman had to trap him inside of a crystal. Number 4, Ghost Rider. Stunt motorcyclist Johnny Blaze gave his soul to an archdemon named Mephisto in order to save his father. The deal turned him into anti-hero Ghost Rider, where every night his flesh is consumed by hellfire and his flaming skeleton rides a fiery motorcycle. He has superhuman strength and has the ability to manipulate hellfire, which he can also use with Hellfire Chain and his shotgun. Number 5, The Spectre. An actual ghost who came back to Earth initially to avenge his death, this character ironically was discontinued and revived multiple times by DC. At one point, Spectre was actually former Green Lantern Hal Jordan. Spectre had godlike powers, nigh omnipotence and omniscience, immortality, and reality manipulation. That's my top 5. I'll be back next week with more top 5.
Hey, happy Tech Thursday, nerds and nerdettes. How you doing? I know I'm glad to be here another day in the pandemic, and I'm getting all of a sudden used to watching TV. Just started binging The Sopranos, which is quite amazing because that is from way back in the day. And got to stay with what's going on in tech, because a lot of things are. What's most interesting this week, I thought, was William Shatner going to space. This is a 90-year-old man. We're not just talking about anybody. It's a 90-year-old man. And, of course, George Takei, who's had a feud with him as long as I can remember, because I've known George, and it's always been a thing, but had to pick on him on the internet, and everybody went wild and crazy about it. But the truth is, he is 90. Takei is 84, a youngster. And they kept sniping at each other. I don't understand it. How can you carry on something that long? It must have been really, really bad. But anyway, congratulations to William Shatner. He lived. He didn't have a heart attack on the way up into space. And I thought it was really kind of cool that he just sat there and looked out the window, because that's totally what I would have done. I'd want to know everything that was going on when I was up in space. So congratulations, William Shatner and the crew, the other people who will remain the other people in history, because everyone will remember that this was the time that Jeff Bezos sent William Shatner, a 90-year-old man, to space. Well, in other news, there's actually some tech innovation happening. What do you say? Real innovation? Yeah, you know the brand Acer? You know, they make computers, they make all kinds of things. But they launched bacteria-resistant PCs, an antimicrobial portfolio of devices. Now, we're washing our hands so often, and we're putting sanitizer on our hands till they're dry. But now, there is something that's capable of destroying or inhibiting the growth of microorganisms, especially pathogenic microorganisms, on computers. This is very cool. Acer claims that its antimicrobial 360 design, as they call it, keeps germs from growing. Quite amazing. The keyboard, the touchpad, and the fingerprint reader are coated with silver ion. I don't know. Lots of research across the years has pointed to silver ions as the ability to fight bacteria. But who knew that it was going to be this amazing? According to a recent report, they say they can readily absorb most biomolecules, parentheses, DNA, membrane, protein, enzymes, or intracellular cofactors in bacteria to inactivate their functions. So, I mean, this is pretty amazing. Acer's Silver Ion is compliant with regulations from the Environmental Protection Agency and the Biocidal Products Regulation. They say it can cut bacteria count to 1,000 after a 99% reduction based on the current standards. I mean, this is pretty amazing. So we all know how filthy our phones are, but now I hadn't really thought of how filthy my laptop was. It must be loaded with lots of germs. So the products also use Corning Gorilla Glass coated with the Silver Ion product, which you don't see. I looked at the glass. It looked like a regular glass surface. And it just gives you a lot of benefits, as well as improved durability. Because think about it. Put a little silver in your glass, and it's going to be a lot tougher at any rate. So they also have launched some other things, which I'm going to review and I'll tell you about. But I thought this is something to watch out for, and this could be a trend. Wouldn't that be great if we could get smartphones that were antimicrobial and wouldn't cause us lots of germ spreading? I think it's a step in the right direction. So that's very cool from Acer. And it's just been announced, and I'll be testing it out. They have it on a laptop, a 2-in-1, and a tablet. Very, very cool. Just a short note for the gamers out there. Sony opened registration to buy a PS5 for the holidays. Considering the supply chain problems that we're going to have, I don't know how much of anything is really going to make it to retail by Christmas. I mean, the ships are just building out there with all the technology and all the chips, so even things that are assembled in the United States may not be put together. But Sony opened a registration to buy a PS5 on its site, and if you go there, you'll be able to register for the possibility to get an invite to buy one when they're available, which will probably be sometime in November. So I recommend that you go do this. Just go to PlayStation.com/en-us/PS5/register-to-buy. Go there if you're looking for a PS5, because that may be the only place you're going to be able to get one. Good luck. And now another good thing for gamers. This is important to me because, you know, I'm not one to go out and jog, never have been, not in school, never, ever, ever. So there was a study done that says playing active video games can be just as healthy as jogging. What? Oh, yeah, I like this. I like this a lot. Researchers in the UK at the University of Bath find playing active video games produces similar health benefits to exercising on a treadmill. And I would rather play video games than doing a treadmill any day. So much for it being sedentary, but consider what they call Exer games on systems like the Nintendo Wii or Xbox. Remember those old games? After reading this, I'm seriously considering pulling out my Nintendo Wii. I've got it stuck back there behind the TV. It's time to pull it out. But they actually say that they tested patients. And they found out that using the Kinect Adventures game on the Xbox, testing the patients, monitoring their heartbeat and everything like that, yeah, it was just as good as a treadmill. They measured heart rate, blood pressure, oxygen consumption, and everything else. And they measured it again 30 minutes after and 24 hours after the exercise session. So think about it. Wii bowling or Wii baseball, or any of those old cool Wii games could be in your future. Just think about some of these great games you could be playing. This is going to be a trend, I'm telling you. You have to think about some of the newer games like Ring Fit Adventure. It's a game first and exercise second, and it's on the Nintendo platform. Then, of course, there's Pokemon Go, which gets you outdoors, so that's not a bad idea. Fitness boxing. That's not bad. It's the Ring Fit Adventure from Nintendo Fitness Boxing. is a good idea too. These games will at least get you moving. How about Beat Saber? Again, not marketed as a fitness game, but if you're going to be playing Beat Saber, you're going to get quite a workout. You can play that on the PS4 and the PC, and you need a VR headset. So right away, you can get nauseous and exercise at the same time. I just can't. No, I can't on VR. Not me. Sorry. But my favorite, the Wii Fit Plus, they talk about. It may be old, but they still had some of the best games. So if you've got one and you can get them so cheap on eBay, just pull it out, play it. You can do it with your friends, play the games, create your own fitness regimen. It's just fabulous. Let's remember also Wii Sports, also on the Wii platform. And if you want to go to Just Dance 2020, if you're not embarrassed in dancing in front of your TV, you could try that too. That would be on the Nintendo Switch, Wii, interesting, PS4, Xbox One, and the Stadia. You will need a PS Move and a PlayStation camera, Xbox Kinect, or just the Dance Controller app, which is kind of cool all in itself. So there's lots of options to stay fit and make it to the holidays to be healthy. Don't forget to start buying your Christmas gifts early, because I'm telling you, stuff isn't going to be available. So when you see an ad at a good price, I would say especially as we go into Black Friday, I wouldn't wait much longer than Black Friday to buy your gifts, because they're just not going to be around until those trucks start trucking and the boats start to move. So this is Marcia Collier, talking tech with you every Thursday on Nerdorama News. Hit me up on Twitter at Marcia Collier and enjoy yourself. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, Mo Kelly here. The new daily Nerdorama podcast is featured on iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed to get your daily dose of nerd news. Also available on iTunes, Spreaker, and all the top podcasting apps. It's free and perfect for everyone in your nerd family.
Nerdorama is produced by Tuala Sharp and continues to be a segment on The Mo Kelly Show. Weekends on KFI Los Angeles. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nerdorama News.
Until next time, keep it comic.